This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts. Ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
And we welcome you into the Twin Lakes Sports Peaks and Sports Medicine postgame show here on Class Kids 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Twin Lakes Sports Peaks and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion. And Matt's home is able to win. The girls are able to win their first home game of the season. Can't believe, still kind of hard to believe it's over a month into the season. This is our first home game.
Yeah, I know it's a crazy kind of schedule, but I tell you what, we've been battle tested on the road against really good opponents, and now we're 11-2, Matt.
Absolutely, 66-41 was the final score as the Lady Bombers defeat the Lady War Eagles of Heritage, who again come in from Rogers. Let's get the Dewey and Sons Plumbing Player of the Game for all your plumbing needs. Contact the plumber number at 870-425-4868. And we're going to go with Anna McCarn tonight. She ended up with 13 this evening.
Yeah, had a great game. Came in and played really good minutes. Shot the ball well from the free throw line. Got, you know, 7 of those 13 points from the free throw line. And did a good job for the Lady Bombers down low. Had a couple blocks as well.
Absolutely. As we look at the rest of the game stats, brought to you by the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic, where when it feels like home, it heals like home. Matt and McCarn was actually one of four players in double figures for the Lady Bombers tonight in the scoring column. Lakin Moore was the leader with 14 on the night, 11 for Jayla Yonkers and 10 for Libby Faustus. 6 on the night for Brooklyn Mitchell. You know, even though she only had 6, I know she had some other numbers that were very key.
Yeah, had a lot of steals and turnovers, had 5 assists for the Lady Bombers.
Mm-hmm. 5 points on the night for Lakin Anderson and 2 each for Tate Chairs and Deanna Human. Heritage had one player in double figures. Tegan Holt, she led the way with 12. 7 each for Joanna Rockwell and Karen Suarez. 5 for Monica Howard. 4 for Chloe Pockris. And 3 each for Madison Ketterman and Sophie Cornog. This game had no ties and no lead changes. And you got some other numbers there, Brad?
Yeah, Mountain Home out-rebounded Rogers Heritage 22-12. Shooting from the field, we were 45%, 20 out of 44, and 10 from 22 from behind the arc. Big difference in the game. We were 6 from 18 from the free throw line. They were 9 of 14. That's 89% to 64%. Kind of even on the other ones. Wasn't a lot of turnovers. Mountain Home's defensive pressure was not as much. They did not full court press or try to get steals, but I know Coach Leonard and Coach Husky said that's something they definitely want to see get improve is their defensive pressure. But just a kind of a ho-hum game that Mountain Home did what they were supposed to and came out here with a 25-point victory.
You know, I want to elaborate a little bit more on that because, you know, one thing Dell Leonard says to me all the time is that no one means to miss shots. You know, I know you were asking if you wanted to see some of those numbers at the break, but I thought that was a big thing for Mount Home, that how the how the effort was a lot better in the second half than it was the first.
And it was. And, I mean, it was a two-point difference in how many points we gave up per quarter, right? We gave up 11 each quarter, but then 9 in that third quarter. So only 2 points difference, but just the effort led to better runouts, better shots on the offensive side of the ball. And, I mean, it's one of those deals. Basketball's changing. No longer is it a sit back and let's just play defense and have a defensive style. It's an offensive game, right?
Yes.
It's threes and layups. And this team buys into that mantra for sure.
Yeah.
They like that, and they like to score. They're always going to show up offensively. But Coach Leonard knows in order for us to win a state championship, which is the goal of these girls, it is going to happen on the defensive end. You're going to have to face a team, Greene County Tech, Farmington, Valley View, and you're going to have to get stops on the defensive end, and that's what's going to win you a game. Offense, he knows we're there. We're deep offensively, and if someone's having a cold night, somebody else can pick back up. But everybody can play defense with effort, and that's what we're – these final four games, I think, or three games, I guess, now before the conference season starts, I think that's going to be the kind of push is what can we do defensively and how do we grow defensively.
Mm-hmm. And so, again, with the victory, Mount Tom is going to improve to 11-2 on the season. The Heritage is going to fall to 1-11. As we're getting ready to wrap up the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show. Again, Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion. And so Mountain Homes girls are going to be off until right after Christmas, the next day, actually. They will begin action in the Atlas Asphalt Basketball Tournament. That will be this coming Thursday here at Bomber Gymnasium. And I believe I thought I had the bracket with me. I guess
I've got it right here. If you give me 1 second on my phone.
I think their first opponent is
Rector.
Yeah, it is supposed to be Rector.
Rector.
So the Lady Cougars will come in and see if they can give the Lady Bombers a challenge in the first night of the Atlas Asphalt Basketball Tournament. The Lady Bombers are scheduled to play at 7 that evening. So we hope to see you out there. But if you can't make it, we'll have that broadcast for you here on Classic Hits 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. But we've got another one before that. The boys will be playing tomorrow afternoon at 4 in the North Arkansas College Border War Shootout over at the Pioneer Pavilion in Harrison. It's a rematch of last year against Fairgrove, Missouri. And, Brad, I know you can't make it to that game. I know you got some other prior engagements. But
Honeydew list.
Yeah.
My wife has me doing honeydew chores.
Yes. Well, I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, right. I'm a good husband.
Yeah, there you go. But I'm sure you'll be keeping track with it as you're over here. And so looking forward to a good game.
Yep.
And
I think it'll be a good one. Bombers are going to need a rebound after that Nettleton game. I mean, that was a really good Nettleton team, but need to rebound with a win before they get into their tournament as well, the Atlas Asphalt Tournament.
So, again, that'll be at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and I hope you'll join us if you can't make it. And, Brad, since this is our last game together before the holiday, I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a good Christmas, Matt. You and your family as well, bud.
You bet. So, thank you to Brad Coleman. Also, thank you to Jude Dillon, our producer back at the studio, and also to Sam here beside me as well.
Yeah, Sam did a great job. Good job, Sam.
Absolutely. So, and also thank you for joining us on the air and online. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from Bomber Gymnasium, the Mount Home Lady Bombers 6 and the Heritage Lady War Eagles 41. Good night, everyone.